Right now it is time to bring in Pat Pagano, and that means it is time for our forecast. And we introduce him with this song.
Have I a hope or half a chance to even ask if I could dance with you?
You know why we play this song? You know why, Pat?
I have. Because
that is Hurricane Smith. Remember Oh Babe, What Would You Say by Hurricane Smith? Do you remember
the song, yeah. What does that got to do with Hurricane Michael?
Because his name is Hurricane Smith. So I figured, Hurricane. You know, when you got a hurricane, there's so Hurricane Smith instead of Hurricane Michael.
You would have been better off grabbing Dionne Warwick, send a message to Michael. Huh? Or you would have been better off playing Michael Rowed the Boat Ashore.
Michael pushed the boat ashore.
Yeah, he's not going to be pushing it. He's going to be slamming it. We will get to that in a second. Let's talk about our weather right now. And our weather is going to be influenced by warm and humid conditions, not at all associated with the hurricane. So just keep that in mind. Because a lot of people say, we're getting this weather because of that hurricane down south. No, that's not the case. We will wind up with a hazy, warm, humid day today, somewhere 80 to 85. Tonight, cloudy, foggy, in the 60s. Showers will develop late after midnight from a cold front in the Midwest. We'll have showers and thunderstorms Thursday into Thursday night from the cold front. Mid-70s. Some of the rain will be heavy. Then on Friday, clearing and windy in the middle 60s. Saturday, I had sun and cloudy periods. I think the way it's going to play out is like this. I think you're going to wake up to a cloudy Saturday. There may be a couple of showers. And then in the afternoon, the clouds will begin to break up. But I don't think the temps will get out of the 50s. And Sunday will be the opposite. You'll start with sun, the clouds will come in, and we're still in the 50s. So a fall-like weekend, there is no doubt about it.
When's the heaviest rain going to be?
The heaviest rain could occur anytime tomorrow afternoon and into tomorrow night.
So Thursday afternoon into Thursday night.
Right.
One inch, you think about an inch of rain?
I would say an inch, maybe an inch and a half. Yep.
Just what we need.
I know. And the Hurricane Center has issued an updated statement saying that rain bands of Michael are spreading across the Florida Panhandle. The latest central pressure estimated by aircraft has fallen to 937 millibars, which is 27.67 inches. A buoy just reported sustained winds of 60, gusting to 67. And keep in mind that the hurricane is 120 miles away from Panama City. So this thing has the potential, it's a Cat 4 now, has the potential of being a Cat 5 when it hits the Florida Panhandle around 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon, their time, 3 or 4 o'clock our time. And it's the likes that they haven't seen. I think the last big hurricane for the Panhandle of Florida was back in 75, was Eloise. So there has not been one of this magnitude since 1975.
So that means we're going to see Mike Seidel faking. He won't have to fake standing in the wind in this one.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I still don't get that. But your hearts have to go out for these people down there because this is going to be devastating. And what makes it worse, it turns northeastwards with the Carolinas, Georgia not excluded. And the Carolinas get more life-threatening floods out of this. Once the system gets off the North Carolina-Virginia coast Friday morning, he has the potential of regenerating to either a tropical storm or a hurricane. So Delmarva is definitely in line for a smack of wind and rain as well. But that's about as far as it'll get. It'll go offshore, and it'll just keep us, windy on Friday. The reason I'm calling for clouds and showers Saturday has nothing to do with the hurricane. I see an upper air disturbance at about 20,000 feet. You look on the surface of the weather map, you won't see this. You'll see high pressure. Looks like it's going to be absolutely beautiful. But then you have to look upstairs. And upstairs, this upper air disturbance is associated with cold air. It is going to produce some, you know, blustery cloudiness and a few showers, no big deal. And then as it moves east of us sometime in the early afternoon on Saturday, the atmosphere will stable out. So we'll begin to see some sun, but it's not getting out of the 50s, 30s for Saturday night. Sunday, we'll start just the opposite. We'll start with sun. The clouds will come in the afternoon. We'll still be in the 50s, and then we'll have some rain Sunday night and Monday.
Should I bring my some of my tender plants in? I'm just going to get that. How low in the 30s is it going to get to me?
Let's see. But this, the computer models are saying 39. I would guess middle 30s, 35, 36.
That's probably time to bring them in then, the two big ones. Probably trying to bring them in.
Yeah, so that would be my guesswork now. Of course, we have a couple of days to work on it.
Yeah, but they started off four years ago, it's my fourth year, being 3 feet high. They're now about 8 or 9 feet high.
That's great.
So it's time to bring them in and trim them at the same time.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Well, I normally kill things, but not these. These things are going strong.
I normally kill things.
I'm not very good with plants.
Anyways. So that's it. So it was a very relatively quiet day yesterday. I don't have much to report except for the fact that I'm watching Michael.
Well, you watch Michael and you let us know about the rain. The rain in our plains or mainly in the Spains.
Yeah, I got you. And we'll do this all over again tomorrow.
All right. It could be a repeat unless Michael changes his course.
I doubt it very highly.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center.